down the open road. Didn't know any limits to that new construction zone. Would have made it through the detours if we could just read the signs. And now I'm out here hoping I can see her on the other side. Cause if all roads lead to Rome, our paths will cross real soon. You can bet I'll be there waiting on her, cause I ain't got time to lose. I may have took things way too fast, and she couldn't keep with the pace. But I sure as hell would have slowed it down if I knew she's gonna pump the brakes. I'll just keep on rolling, cause I'll have my chance to bring her on. If it's true what they say, and all roads lead to Rome.
And welcome back, High Banks, episode 31. Back at it here Saturday morning doing the show. Nick, how are we doing this morning?
Not too bad, man. It's beautiful here. Hopefully it's good weather there.
Yeah. You know, Thursday a little rainy, but definitely been more fall-like Friday and this morning. So definitely, I guess, yeah, I love the summer, but you know, I like fall a little bit too, and I just don't like the winter.
It's too damn hot here for summer. I can't. Fall time here, man, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You guys really don't get much snow down there, so I don't know.
I mean, like a coating, maybe an inch tops, but
yeah.
Nothing really crazy back home. Like you get 6 inches,
yeah,
like it's nothing.
Well, Nick, I mean, you never know with the way the weather's been going these, you know, the past couple years here. So, you know, you could be in for a foot this year. Who knows? But yeah, all good. Everything, you know, another week in the books. Coming towards the end of September here. So that means, Nick, you know, we're getting closer to the off season for NASCAR, unfortunately. But that's all right. You know, we still got, 7 weeks left, including this week. So still got some time left, but, you know.
Yeah, it's winding down pretty quickly.
Yeah, but as quick as it winds down, it starts back up again. So, you know, we only got like 2 full months off. Then they start back up in February. So not too much of a downtime, but, you know, focus on football or basketball will be going on. So there's always some sport going on. Which, you know, we'll talk a little bit about, Nick. We finally found some news on the Ben Simmons saga. And the Phillies playing your Pirates this weekend, already won 2 out of 4 games. So things are looking better for the Phils as far as playoffs go. But before we start off on that, I just wanted to shout out our musical partner, Jacob Jones. That was his song, All Roads Lead to Rome. And then you stick around for the end of the show, either play some of the rest of that song or his song, Two Wrongs. So go give him a follow on all social medias, all his music's on. All the streaming platforms, YouTube, and so forth. So, Nick, we also have some exciting news as well. So, we put it on the social medias on Friday, I believe. And this is a buddy of mine. His name's Drew. He worked with me. I was a camp counselor, and he actually worked with me. So, he has his own clothing line. It's called Top Shelf, the brand, and we're partnering up, I'm thinking at least for the rest of this season, and then hopefully going into next season we can continue working with him. But, you know, I'll tell you a little bit about his brand. So it is a clothing brand. So it represents anyone who comes from nothing striving to be something. The vision behind it is to live our lives to the fullest, respect and love one another. The kid represents us as a whole in the logo. So the kid is in the logo. Nick, I don't know. I think you saw the logo, but it looks pretty dope if you ask me.
Yeah, it's original. I'll give him that. It's really eye appealing.
Yeah, so I definitely love the logo. And the crown represents their goals, dreams, and aspirations. You know, Nick, to me, that's a pretty good, you know, slogan to have. You know, all about respecting everybody, respecting yourself, you know, and striving for your goals in life. And, Nick, you know, that's something that we kind of represent ourselves doing this show every week. You know, both loving NASCAR and everything else, sports related, really. But we mainly do the show for NASCAR and, you know, the love of NASCAR. Hey, you know, Nick, I don't know what your goals are for the show, but, you know, I'm hoping we can grow the show and, you know, take off somewhere with it, you know, at some point. But, you know, so we kind of share the same, I guess, I can't find the word to describe it, but. Same goal.
We kind of share like the same kind of goals and things right. that we want out of this, and kind of just go into a broader audience, really, and just trying to develop, get more in tune, and get more better into what we do, reach a broader audience, and get recognized. Really, that's the end goal out of what I want to do is our voice, just to reach more people.
Right, and you know, I 100% agree with you on that, and you know, it sounds like Drew and Top Shelf, the brand, are, you know, kind of on the same path there. So, you know, excited to have them on board, and you know, look out on the social medias for us to be promoting them and vice versa. You can find them on Instagram, Top Shelf_the_brand_. So find them on Instagram. You can shop their stuff at www.topshelfthebrand.com. So if you go on their website, you can scroll through. They got women's clothes and men's clothes as well. So go support our boy Drew and his new brand, Top Shelf The Brand, and his clothing line. So, Nick, we've got a couple partners with us now. So we are working in the right direction, I guess, here.
Yeah, it's getting real, man. It's from what we were last year to now, you know, it's growing quick, and hopefully it just keeps getting better and better from here.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, our first was, you know, obviously our official music partner in Jacob Jones. We've had on the show a couple times. Nick, I don't know if you've got the chance to see him live down because he lives down, you know, Nashville where you're at now. But in a rare occurrence, I got to see him live in Delaware. So that was that was a treat seeing him live and being able to talk with him for a little while.
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to see him, and I think he's probably not doing anything for a while, but once I hear he's able to possibly do some more shows, like you said last time on the show, he's going to do more of the writing portion of it now. I would love to kind of just meet the guy and definitely share some thoughts with him and listen to his music live. It's always better, really, than listening to it on a CD or anything.
Yeah, live's always better. You know, especially after the past year and a half or so, didn't have any live music or whatnot. So definitely looking better on that front. So yeah, definitely want to show some love to Jacob Jones, our official music partner, and obviously Top Shelf, the brand clothing, for being an official partner of the High Banks radio show as well. So Nick, speaking of live music, I just thought of this. Firefly is going on right now in Dover. So, you know, scrolling through, you know, their Instagram feed and everything, you know, sometimes I miss going. You know, I went back in 2015, so it's been a minute now, but it was fun though. I'm not gonna lie. It was fun. And I know you went, I think you went, what, the year after, like 2016 or something?
Yeah, I think it was 2016, 2017, man, it was wild. Good music and met some new people there from different states, and I was just kind of, it was chill, you know. I was just able just to relax and just listen to good music and meet new people. It's just everything wrapped into one. It was like, definitely a good experience.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like a music festival like that, there's no drama, there's no BS, there's no fights, at least that I saw. Everyone's kind of like happy, excited. Half of them are probably all drugged up anyway, but drugged or drunk or whatever you want to do, you know, whatever you're into.
That's true.
But, you know, everyone's having a good time. Everyone's enjoying the music, and it definitely was fun. And they had Billie Eilish down there on Thursday, and the crowd looked unreal down there for her show. And, you know, Nick, it's cool, though, because on her Instagram, she posted, like, you know, a 10-photo slideshow, and the caption was, like, Delaware, you rock. So that's always cool to have, you know, Delaware put on the map like that, especially with big-name artists, you know, that are known worldwide. So I believe last night, Nick, Friday, they had Wiz Khalifa there, Cage the Elephant, The Killers, so more big-name acts. Then they go through Saturday and Sunday today as well. So, speaking of live music, Nick, that's a big one for you, at least around me. I know you guys got a lot of country music kind of things down there.
Yeah, man, I love it. I love seeing all the acts down here, and wish a couple people would come here, but me and my girlfriend are well upset about that. But, yeah, you know, it's able to see live music here all the time. It's a blessing, really, just to go anywhere and you get live music.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. Well, you know how it is up, you know, up here. A lot of, like, if you go to a bar or you go somewhere, it's a lot of, like, cover bands. Now, down there, I guess, if you go to a bar, it could be, like, you know, like Jacob, you know, trying to, you know, make a name for himself, up and coming, writing his own stuff. Is it like that? Like, you know, when you go to the bar, like, is it their own music or is it more like cover stuff?
So some of them, they'll do covers, and then there's others that are actually aspiring artists that actually write and do their own act. They do their own songs while they do some covers. So it's really cool. And they have their little like Twitter handle, Instagram, whatever. You can see them and see what they're all about. But every once in a while, like, we don't go on Broadway all the time, but you'll see every once in a while Morgan Wallen will show up. Kid Rock's shown up a couple times at his bar. So you just never know where you're going to go, and you'll get to see some, like, crazy artists out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't see that around here, really. So, maybe in Philly, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, you're just getting your local cover bands. But, you know, it's fine. They always play songs everybody knows and all that. So, anyway. Moving on from the music talk, Nick. So, you know, we'll touch on fantasy football here, Nick. You're 2-0. I'm 1-1. Had a close one for me last week, but got in the win column. You're kind of all the way at the top there. So, I got to do some catching up to at least get to where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, Bo's been holding it strong right now. His team's really solid, and he's playing, I think, Dave this week.
So he's going 3-0.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll put money on it saying Bo's going to get 3-0. Yeah. I'm playing Dave Wilson. He just lost McCaffrey with the hamstring during the game, so that was a big blow to him, unfortunately. Hate to see that happen, but it's the name of the game, and just got to move on from it.
Yeah, and, you know, I had Carolina's defense from Thursday night, and they got me 10 points, so I'll take that. I'm playing a friend and co-worker, Mikey Hudak. So, we kind of been discussing it for the past week now, and we'll have to see how it goes on Sunday. But yeah, always fun doing the fantasy. And Nick, speaking of football, so last week Eagles played the 49ers, took the L in their home opener, and the Steelers took the L in their home opener to Vegas. So Nick, we were both wrong on those picks.
Well, I projected them to be 1-1 in the situation, so it's okay for me.
Well, opposite, I guess. Oh, you thought they were going to lose to Buffalo, beat Vegas.
Yeah. So I'm okay with that. I can live with that.
Now, I thought the Eagles would have beaten San Fran. I mean, especially at home, they got to come all the way out to the East Coast. They just came off a big win playing Atlanta, unless Atlanta is just that bad. I don't know.
Atlanta's horrible. But, yeah. They're horrible.
I can't see San Fran being that good. You know what I mean? I mean, they beat us by 6, not like a blowout or anything, but I don't know. We got a tough one though this week, Nick. Monday night in Dallas. So Eagles Cowboys always a good game.
How about them Cowboys, man? That's gonna be a tough one going into Jerry World. But I don't know. I hate to say I'm leaning toward Dallas probably taking that dub there, but every time I guess a team that's right, I'm usually wrong, so I'm okay with being wrong this week.
Well, if they're winning, I would say give the ball to Zeke Elliott because Mike has Dak Prescott as his quarterback. So, you know, if the Eagles are getting blown out, hopefully it's not because of Dak.
I think Dak's going to torch that defense.
Come on, Nick. You're
killing
me. You're killing me.
I just got to speak what's real, and I like Dak. I hate to say it. I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan by any means. I kind of can't stand them. But Dak Prescott, he's a good quarterback, and I just wish he played for a different team as well.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad player. Nick, you're never going to hear me give praise to any Cowboys player on the show, or ever, for that matter. But, I mean, I do commend him coming back from that terrible ankle injury and, you know, playing the game and everything like that. I do give him credit on that. So, credit's due where credit's due.
Yeah, you hate to see somebody go down with that serious of an injury and be done for the year and your status is in question with that in your shoulder coming into the week one. But, I hope Dallas loses. Don't get me wrong. I want Dallas to lose every game possible, but as much as, you know, I got to give respect and credit where credit's due, Dak's a good quarterback.
Yeah. So, obviously hope the Eagles win. But anyway, Nick, who the Steelers got this week?
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Well.
Which is, well, Deontay's not in. Alex Highsmith's not playing. Ben's roughed up. And TJ is still in question, but it sounds like he's going to play.
All right, so it might be a little bit tougher game than originally thought.
Well, you know, just saying Cincinnati's an automatic dub anymore is irrelevant because, you know, they're better. Joe Burrow's back. And the thing I did hear that T. Higgins is doubtful, so that helps Sutton and Fitzpatrick a little bit more in the secondary.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, Joe Burrow's back, and, you know, I don't think they're going to be a 500 team, but, you know, they're always going to be a tough out, I would say.
Just need Tyler Boyd to score some touchdowns from a fantasy.
Now, you know, Nick, I had him for like 2 years in a row, so not this year, obviously. But, yeah, he did good for me last year. So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
You fall in love with these guys when they do good for fantasy.
It's fantasy. Like you see them on another team, and you're like, I want the team to suck horribly, but I want you to do good. And
yeah,
it's rough.
Yeah,
but, you know, I want Cincinnati to lose, but I want Tyler Boyd to have a good game.
Right. That's the hard part. but yeah, so two games for our boys this weekend, Nick. College football, I told you Auburn was going to lose, which they did, closer. And, you know, Florida almost pulled it out, Nick, against Bama.
I was screaming at the TV when they tried that two-point conversion. I said, what the absolute hell was that? Like, I was so pissed at Jones for not giving the ball off.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, they went for it. I don't even know if they probably thought they were going to be in the game like that.
No, but it gives me confidence going into the rest of the year that you can stay with the number one team and lose by 2.
Right.
That's a win to me. I'll take that all day.
Yeah, for sure. Both teams lost, but both teams weren't really projected to win. And obviously Florida made it a lot closer for Bama than everybody thought. Penn State You know, I kind of figured going into that night game at State College, whiteout game, game day was there. That's a tough environment, so.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on the guys from Auburn to go in there and squeak it out, but they stay close, and I kind of get them credit there.
Yeah, so obviously it was flipping back between that and the very entertaining, I think, Bristol race from the Cup side last Saturday. So we'll get into all that as well. So, Nick, real quick before we dive into this stuff, Phillies game and a half out of first place in the NL East. I think they're pretty much done in the wild card because St. Louis has won 14 in a row. They've kind of taken over that second spot. So our only hope right now is the division crown. And, you know, got the Pirates for two more. Hopefully, no offense, we can get them out of here swept. And then Atlanta. I think we go to Atlanta. So that'll that could decide the division in that series. So should be an exciting week of Phillies baseball this week, too. So anyway, Nick, let's get into it. So we'll talk a little bit more about the schedule, but just want to say this real quick. So Stephon Parsons will be full-time in the Xfinity Series for BJ McLeod Motorsports. So, Nick, I think he did do some races this year, but part-time in a couple different cars, I believe. I'm not sure. So we'll be looking for him full-time next season. Nick, I think that's about it as far as news goes. I mean, obviously, the news from the Bristol race, you know, we'll get into as well. So, anyway, Nick, where is... I got to find this schedule again. Oh, man. Okay. So, Nick, we talked a little bit about the schedule last week. And your biggest thing was obviously the Easter race, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I wish Easter and Father's Day would swap.
Okay.
They would have off for Easter, and then Father's Day they would run a race, just like they're doing the Darlington Mother's Day tradition race.
Yeah. Well, I know. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I mean, you can't change it now. Well, I guess they could, but now, Nick, I feel like they've raced on Easter weekend before, though.
They have.
Yeah.
It's just a weird, you know, just have off that week on June 19th. It's kind of odd. I know it's because, isn't that, that's usually when they swap for Fox into NBC, I believe.
No, they, Sonoma is the last Fox race, June 12th. Nashville starts NBC, June 26th. So there's your off weeks in there in June. They only have three races in June. The 5th, the 12th, and the 26th. So the middle of June is when that's when they have like those couple off weeks. So I don't know.
Yeah, overall, I like the schedule though. I can't really say I wish the All-Star race wouldn't be in Texas. That's
right.
One biggie that I really don't like. I wish it would go to somewhere like Bristol or a little more action like Darlington, even New Hampshire, even like New Hampshire, I would take, you know, something like that. It's just Texas is just a boring race to me.
What I think is they should switch it up each year. You know, have like they do for every other sport. They have it in a different city or something. Why not go to like, you know, different tracks every year and just, you know, once you get through them all, then just rotate them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was at Charlotte forever. Then the one year they did it at Bristol. And then last year, I think it was the first year at Texas. So they're doing it at Texas again. But yeah, Nick, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing an all-star race at Dover, you know, or a road course or something wild. You know what I mean? That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be different, and it's something that they've just been trying to pursue, and it would just add on to the difference of what they're trying to accomplish.
Right. So, I don't know. We'll see if it, you know, stays at Texas for years to come, or they kind of switch it up after next season, I should say. So, Nick, what do you think about the championship race still being at Phoenix? Do you think they should change that as well, or just kind of keep it as is?
I'm on the fence with it, really. For me, I want them to change it. I think it should be something different. We talked about this like a couple of shows ago, where they should change it, kind of how the All-Star race is every year. It should move to a different location, which I think would benefit everybody, because you want to change up the racing in the playoffs as much as possible, for me at least, every year, and I'm thinking that that would contribute to it more and more exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, the question has been thrown out there, who wouldn't want to see Bristol, especially after the last weekend's race? Who wouldn't want to see Bristol as the champion, you know? now, if that was the championship, somebody might have died after that one. So, I don't think it would have been as squeaky clean as it was. But, Nick, they did add Homestead back in, which we mentioned last week. So that'll be the second race in the round of eight. Homestead will be October 23rd. So, Nick, Homestead, it was last year and this year was in March. So, taking it way back down towards the end of the year. What do you think of, what do you think of that, having Homestead back in the playoffs?
Well, I like it. I like that they did it in October when it's not hot.
Right.
They swept it into the very end of the playoffs, just before Martinsville and Phoenix. So I'm on board with that, because of it being so damn hot down there during like September and August. It's just not a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you there. Homestead obviously was the championship track for forever. As far as I can remember. Let's put it that way.
The messages being the ender, the final for the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was always cool. Just to have it at Homestead was always nice.
It was always cool. And plus, they that's the only time of year they go there. They only go there once. So, you know, it was hard to kind of like set up the car for it. Like now they go to Phoenix at the beginning of the year and, you know, the championship race. So, you know, say Joey Logano wins in the spring at Phoenix, they'll just save that car for the championship race pretty much if they get there. So, I don't know. I kind of like the unknown of Homestead only going there once a year. Obviously running the high groove there a lot. And, yeah, I like those kind of tracks where you can run all over the place.
Right, true.
So, Nick, here's the playoff schedule. So we just mentioned, you know, obviously Homestead's in there and Phoenix, and you mentioned Martinsville as well. So to start the playoffs, Nick, it'll be Darlington. This is round of 16. Darlington, Kansas, Bristol. So first, what are we thinking on that one?
It's variety. You go from a semi, you know, short track to a 1.5, and then you go back to a short track. So you're putting in a little bit of mix, which isn't, you know, it's kind of like how they're doing it this year.
Yeah. Now, Darlington started the playoffs, but Kansas didn't. Richmond was the second race, right? Yeah.
Right.
So they actually lost their playoff race. Now they will be going to Richmond twice still, April 3rd and August 14th. So they still do have two races there, but they did lose the playoff race this year, and Kansas gained the playoff race. So they will have two races this year, May 15th and September 11th of next season. So, Nick, here is the round of 12. Texas, Talladega, and the Roval. So there's your – you better get it out of the way at Texas early, which is kind of how this year is. So they got Vegas, Dega, and then the Roval. So, Nick, this obviously seems to be the more wild card round here. So,
for me, I just wish Texas wouldn't be in there. They would swap another track out for that.
Well, like this year, Vegas is in that spot. But next year, Vegas is the start of the round of eight. As in this year, they're the start of the round of 12. So Texas actually might be in the round of eight this year. It is. It's the first race of the round of eight. Oh, well.
Yeah, I just don't agree with that. I just think it's a boring race. Same, I'm glad what they did with Richmond after what we saw.
Yeah.
This year with it being a snooze fest, that they clipped it hard before the race even started, because maybe they knew that was going to be a crazy, boring race, and they just wanted to swap it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like you said, they took away a lot of the mile-and-a-half tracks, Nick. So pretty much all you got, really, is, if we're going strictly mile-and-a-half, Vegas, Atlanta, Darlington, I think you could add in there, Kansas, Charlotte, Nashville's not even a mile-and-a-half.
Close enough. I could probably consider it a mile and a half.
Well, they say a race is more like a short track, so.
It's like 1.3, I think, or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, so, I have the extra 0.2. I mean, to me, it's like.
Well.
It's not that. I mean, it's a difference, but it's not a crazy difference.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, but the only ones, though, when you think about it, Vegas, Atlanta, Darlington, Kansas, Charlotte. We'll throw in Nashville, Texas, and Miami. So there's only seven. So they took away, you know, obviously we lost Kentucky, Chicago.
Chicago hasn't been on there for 2 years. That's crazy.
Well, this year, and they were there last year.
No, they weren't. That's right. They were there last year.
I don't remember.
No, I don't think they were.
I think this is the third year they're not on.
Yeah. Last time they think they were there was when Bowman won.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the last time they were there. And then, you know, the speaking of that, the trend continues, right? So Bowman wins at Dover, even though they already had lost a race already, all right? But he won in Chicago. They lost that track. Where else did he win at? He won at Auto Club. That ain't been on the schedule for 2 years.
Yeah, well, that's going to be changed.
That'll be back,
the joke is, you know, he killed the track, which it kind of did, but not for his reasons. Richmond...
Well, Richmond, he killed the playoff.
They still race there. It's not the best race, but it's still there.
Yeah. So anyway, Nick, as far as playoffs go, my opinion, I agree with you on Texas. I don't think they should have one. Let's throw like a wild card in there somewhere, especially that round, which has Talladega and the Roval. Throw a... I don't know.
I would rather have Charlotte than Texas.
Well, they got the Roval. So it used to be in there, but
then throw the Roval and then do Gateway or something.
Well,
I mean, you do Charlotte, Talladega, and then you go to Gateway.
Well,
or you go to like Austin or something.
I don't know. I mean, I know, like, Talladega and the Roval have been in the playoffs forever. And so is, like, Martinsville. That's always been. Now, that's a good cutoff race. I like having Bristol and Martinsville as cutoff races and the Roval. I mean,
yeah,
you got to admit.
I definitely agree with that.
The cutoff races, obviously, are, you know, where all the money's made here. So to have those kind of tracks, all three different tracks as cut races. you know, I do like that. I'm still not sold on the Phoenix championship race. But, you know, unless Blaney wins, then, you know, let's have it there all the time.
Well, that's, yeah, we can say that both. You know, if we have crazy finishes like we had last week, then I'm all for it. But
yeah,
they're not, like, the most exciting, crazy races. So, time for a change, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, hopefully, after next season, well, this time next year, we'll be able to announce a new championship site. So anyway, Dick, you know, let's move on from the schedule here. So, Nick, I'll just run it down real quick, the schedule. I'm not going to say the date and everything like that. Just this is in order. So, Nick, they're going to start at the Clash at the LA Coliseum. I don't agree with that one. We've been over that. Then they do the duels at Daytona, and then Daytona 500 February 20th. Which will kick off the regular season. Back at Auto Club after that, and then on the West Coast string, Auto Club Vegas Phoenix, three in a row there out west. Then you do Atlanta, Coda, Richmond, Martinsville, Bristol, Dirt, Talladega, and that'll take us through April. To start off in May, Dover, Darlington, Kansas, the All-Star Race at Texas, and the Charlotte Oval, not Roval. That'll be May. June only has three races, Nick. I think that 2 week break is in the middle of June, so they go to Gateway June 5th, Sonoma June 12th, and then not until June 26th they come back racing at Nashville. July they got Road America, Atlanta, New Hampshire, Pocono, Indy Road Course. August, Michigan, Richmond, the Glen, and Daytona to end the regular season. And we just mentioned the playoffs. Darlington, Kansas, Bristol for the round of 16. Texas, Talladega, Roval, round of 12. Vegas, Homestead, and Martinsville for the round of 8. And the championship race is still in Phoenix. So that is the schedule for 2022. So we'll be looking forward to obviously getting through the rest of this season and getting to next season, especially with that next-gen car. Nick, I don't know if you saw the trucks, but the Toyota one kind of looks ugly to me, the new one.
I haven't had a chance, but now I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Kyle Busch took it out for a little test burnout drive, whatever, yesterday in Vegas. I don't know. It looks like a box front end to me and everything. I don't know. It's just my opinion. I think the Ford, they came out with a new one as well, looks a little better. But yeah, take a look for yourself and, you know, you can be the judge. So anyway, Nick, before we go into Bristol last week, the trucks did race Friday night, so we'll talk about them. And we had, Nick, two in a row, first time winners, in the truck series, on and off, kind of a sleeper type race, mile and a half. Then it had its exciting moments, pretty good finish there at the end for these truck guys. Plus, got the playoff standings all out of whack. So, here is the top 10 for you, Nick. So, Christian Eckes won in that 98 truck. He was part-time schedule this year, very emotional after the win. Didn't really have much to say. He was kind of like speechless. So he won in that 98 truck, and Thor Sport, Nick, 1 through 4, first time ever in the trucks. So that's pretty exciting. You know, we saw, what did we see? Hendrick 1, 2, 3, or was that Gibbs? No, Hendrick did 1 through 4, didn't they?
Hendrick was 1 through 4 in Dover.
Right. Okay. So this is the first time in trucks that this has happened. So that's pretty cool. So, Ben Rhodes second, Matt Crafton third, Johnny Sauter fourth, Todd Gilliland fifth, Stuart Friesen sixth, Grant Enfinger in that number 9 truck seventh, Austin Wayne Self eighth, Ryan Truex ninth, and Austin Hill 10th. So, Nick, like I said, we didn't hear the normal names in there as we normally do, as far as Sheldon Creed, Chandler Smith, John Hunter Nemechek, Carson Hocevar, Zane Smith. Didn't hear about any of these guys in that top 10. So, Nick, here's the updated standings. And your Final Four took a hit here. So, lead in the standings now is Ben Rhodes, Nick. He is plus 34. Actually, he was in your Final Four, right?
Yeah, he's in my finals.
Okay. And John Hunter Nemechek is as well. He's plus 28, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, I got him in there as well.
Then you got Stuart Friesen in third, plus 9, and Crafton plus 5. So you got 3 out of 4 still in there.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So the guy who took the biggest hit, obviously, here was Sheldon Creed. He's below the cutoff line at minus 5. And obviously, Zane Smith, the Smith boys, Zane Smith and Chandler Smith are way back as well. Carson Hocevar is in 6 at minus 16. Zane Smith, minus 19. Chandler Smith, coming off that big win at Bristol, minus 24. So, Nick, any changes here to in your head about the Final Four? You still think Sheldon Creed's going to hop in there, or somebody else move out, move in?
No, I'm sticking to my guns. I think he's going to get in. He's going to get out of that five-point hole and squeak in for sure. I think he's even going to take over and go into third and have Crafton still stay on the fourth slot.
So you think Friesen's going to be out?
Yes, I think Friesen will be out.
Okay. So there are two races, Nick, for the round of 8. They don't do the Roval. They go Talladega and then Martinsville. So they should be two good ones. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, those will be ones definitely that will be exciting. We definitely are going to have exciting finishes for both of those.
Yeah. So definitely have to keep an eye, Nick. You know, I've been holding you to this the whole, you know, truck playoffs. So your Final Four is going to stay intact here. Right now, you're one guy off, but I kind of, especially after what happened a night ago with Sheldon Creed, he wasn't the fastest truck out there either. But obviously, if he didn't wreck, there was a huge wreck with him and Chandler Smith, Tyler Ankrum, Haley Deegan was involved. He still would have been above the cut line if that wreck never happened. So that's the bad thing, though, about the playoffs, Nick. John Hunter finished like 50 laps down, and he's still plus 28. So this is, Nick, this is the kind of sport where the regular season matters with the points.
No, it does. Absolutely. Especially when situations like that occur, it definitely matters. When you're going to have a bad day, you're going to have a bad playoff race, and as long as you have those points, you're secure for a little bit.
Right. So now if John Hunter has another bad race, like if he crashes out of Talladega, you know, different story.
Yeah, then he's basically screwed.
Yeah, then, you know, those points will drop. Like we saw, Nick, at Bristol, they were dropping like flies there at the end.
His points kept dropping.
It was crazy to just see him tick, 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 down they go. It was pretty nuts.
Well, it's fun listening to the radios, too, when you go back and forth.
Where am I at?
Oh, yeah. It's like, get the tire. Like, you know, the crew chief yelling at everybody.
Yeah. Oh, man, playoff time. It's intense. I imagine it could be intense down there, especially on pit road. With those green flag pit stops, or, you know, trying to get the pit crew done, you know, quick as they can, and then if they make a mistake, oh man. But anyway, Nick, as far as here's a good race here. We'll talk about the Xfinity Series at Bristol. Wild finish there. So went into overtime, and then we saw Cindric Allmendinger get together, and Allmendinger's car was a metal pile of junk at the end here. And Nick, they're doing the diecast. I mean, me, you, and Johnny were talking about this, and they're actually doing it. So that would be an interesting one.
The way that I thought they would, though, from what I heard.
But yeah, I think Johnny was telling us it's kind of like, I don't know, whatever he said. But yeah, it's not like going to look exactly like it looked in real life.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if it doesn't look like a pile of metal, then I
am. So, yeah, he ended up doing a power slide across the finish line to still finish first. Then a huge wreck ensued at the end. So, anyway, Nick, here's the top 10 for you. Allmendinger, Cendric, 1-2 there. Riley Herbst, 3rd. Allgaier, 4th. Brandon Jones, 5th. Justin Haley, 6th. Harrison Burton, 7th. Mike Snyder, 8th. Sam Mayer, 9th. And Daniel Hemric, 10th. So, Nick, real quick, I just want to talk about what's it called? Sam Mayer. So, Nick, he was driving the wheels off that A car on Friday, whenever it was, at Bristol. I thought he had it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he had a good run there, and all of a sudden it just turned south when you got like Allgaier, Gostin, and AJ competing there with each other. It's him starting 22nd. I was hoping he'd pull out at least a top 10, which he did, thankfully.
Yeah, I mean, him and Allmendinger got it, or not Allmendinger, Allgaier got into it there kind of towards the end-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know, they both got into the wall or something. They did have a discussion after the race. Nothing heated or anything like that.
Well, that's what you expect with Bristol. You bump and go. It's
yeah.
the type of thing. That's what you expect going into this.
Yeah. So anyway, Dick, before I go over the standings here, just want to throw another plug in here for Top Shelf, the brand, new partner of the High Banks podcast, clothing line. Go check them out at www.topshelfthebrand.com. And go check out their Instagram at topshelf_thebrand_. So go check them out, the official, I guess you could say, clothing brand of the High Banks podcast. So, official partner. Anyway, Nick, the playoff standings for the Xfinity guys. So, Cendric and Allmendinger are obviously the top here. They're plus 39 apiece. Allgaier plus 15. Gregson plus 12. Haley plus 10. Hemric plus 9. Jeb Burton plus 4. Harrison Burton plus 3. And below the cut line, Nick, we got Maya Snyder at 3 back, Brandon Jones 5 back, Riley Herbst 7, and Jeremy Clements 8th. It's a tight little field here, Nick. Besides Cendric and Allmendinger, it's going to be tight playoffs here.
I think honestly it'll even out. It won't. Certain drivers will see like the top 4 after this race coming up, that they're going to be untouched. So I think it's going to be the 5 through 8 hole that's going to be in a little bit of a bind.
All right, Nick. So he did this to you with the trucks. Who's your final four for the Xfinity guys?
So you got to obviously put AJ and Austin in there. I'm going to say Allgaier, and I'm going to take Justin Haley.
Okay. All right, I agree with you, besides one. So I'll take Cendric, Allmendinger, and Allgaier as well. I'm going to say Daniel Hemric's going to get there. He's going to be my wild card. He's only plus 9 and 6th, but he's led laps damn near, it seems like, at every track. So I'm going to go with him instead of Justin Haley. So pretty much the same there for us.
I'm biased because of Haley, because his spotter is the spotter for Bowman, so I kind of
put
him in there.
There you
go. Him and Hamlin are good.
Yeah. So Nick, let's move to the Cup side here in Bristol. It was a wild one there, at the end there, Nick. So usual winner for us. but Nick, the drama here was Harvick and Elliott. Just a small recap. I guess Harvick got into Chase a little bit. They little bit of paint rubbing, which ended up cutting Chase Elliott's tire. And then Chase, obviously, lap or two down, was pretty much driving right in front of the leaders the whole time and wouldn't let, couldn't let Harvick get around. And Nick, they had some squabbling there on pit road after.
They they did. And Kevin, he's kind of a little bit of a, I don't know what the word to say, really, but
hothead.
You say you want to tear somebody's, well, you want to tear somebody's head off, but you have your helmet on, like that kind of didn't make
well,
sense.
Well, okay, I get you.
That was kind of like, you know, I was waiting for him to take his helmet off because he looked, you know, he's obviously frustrated, threw his helmet on his hood.
Yeah.
On the top of the car, and for me, if you're that hot, I want to see some pushing, I want to see some shoving at least, and I didn't get any of that, which was kind of disappointing.
And well, you know, Chase had his finger right in his face, the whole time there, right after they got out of the cars. And you know, I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter, Nick, saying that Chase, you know, he doesn't do anything wrong, he's never in the wrong, whatever. And you know, looking back on some of the examples they had, where Chase and Joey got into it at Bristol. And,
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, so, which was kind of Chase's fault there.
Chase is going to be the new person because him and Denny got into it 1 year at Bristol. Him
Martinsville.
Martinsville, I'm sorry.
Well, that was a full-on dump right there.
that was a dump.
You know, but
He's had his instances on short tracks.
I agree with Chase. He's got to stick up for himself. He's got to do what he's got to do. And, you know, I agree with him there. And I agree with, you know, who cares how long Kevin's been in the sport and how long he's been doing it, how many wins he has. You got to stick up for yourself. And I agree 100% with Chase. And Chase has been on the other end of the stick as well. He's got dumped by Denny. He's got dumped by Kyle Busch at Darlington. We remember that, you know, flipping the bird last year. Yeah. So, he's been on both ends of the stick here, and you could tell, obviously, how the fans feel about him. They were cheering him, and, you know, Kevin Harvick's not a hated guy, but they were booing him.
What didn't understand me was they booed and they cheered him at the same time. It was kind of like...
Well, you probably got, like, a mixture, you know what I mean? But it was mostly cheers for Chase Elliott there. And Nick,
yeah, was.
I think, not to cut you off real quick, but I think you're thinking of Cindric. He got booed, and then he got cheered.
No, I remember, I thought I heard some cheers at the end when some things, like, were said afterwards.
Well, he was like, he was like, they can boo all they want. I don't care. I don't know.
That's when the cheers came in after.
Yeah. I don't know. But... Anyway, yeah, it was a lot of drama, Nick. We'll have to see if it carries through the playoffs here. We'll have to see where they're starting this weekend at Vegas. So, Nick, here was the top 10 from Bristol. Kyle Larson, no doubt, was your winner. Kevin Harvick was second. William Byron, third. Ryan Blaney, fourth. Alex Bowman, fifth. Brad Keselowski, sixth. Truex, seventh. Eric Jones, eighth. Denny Hamlin, 9th, and Matty D, 10th. So, Nick, all playoff guys in the top 10 there except for Eric Jones and Matty D and William Byron. So, he's out of the playoffs now as well. Nick, good to see, you know, the playoff guys coming through when they need to, you know, have a good drive and everything else. So, the standings for them now, Nick. So, below the cut line going into the round of 12. Logano, Brad, Chris Bell, and Kevin Harvick. So, Kevin Harvick's in last here at minus 12, Nick. Just imagine if he got that win. Well, actually, I guess it wouldn't have mattered, new round. But, anyway, obviously, Kyle Larson, Nick, he's plus 46. So, he's way ahead. Martin Truex, plus 16. Denny, plus 11. Ryan Blaney, plus 11. Kyle Busch, plus 9. Chase, plus 8. Bowman, plus 2. And Byron. Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Byron got into the playoffs. What am I talking about?
He
leapfrogged to get into the second round. So, he's plus 1. So, like we said, starting it off here at Vegas, and they go to Talladega and the Roval. Nick... Let me see what we got here as far as picks go. Oh, yeah, I picked Ryan Blaney. That was a no-doubter for me last week. You went with Denny. So 4th and 9th, good finishes for our picks here. You still lead, though, 21-20, St. Mark Sally's circa 2007. So going to Vegas here, Nick. Let me give the starting lineup, and then we'll make our picks for this one, which is kind of be hard gonna not to pick against this guy. But here we go, top 10. Kyle Larson on the pole, then Ryan Blaney, Byron, Truex, Harvick, Hamlin, Bowman, Keselowski, Logano, and Kyle Busch rounds out the top 10. Nick, who we taking here at Vegas?
Yeah, I think Denny last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
I hate to do it. I really don't. I got to take Larson here.
You're a son of a gun, dude. I was going to pick him.
I have to have him, man. He's going to win this race, no doubt. He was too good in Vegas in the spring. I can't see him doing any worse than first right now in this race.
All right. I'm going to take Joey Logano.
That was my second. If you were going to take Kyle, that was
yeah. So he has two wins here, so I'll go with Joey. Not that I really want to see him move on, but
Brad's one to look out for, too. I think Brad's going to be one that you're going to have to keep your eye on because he has three wins here.
Well, Team Penske might be a little quick here.
Yeah, Team Penske's going
to
be quick.
Yeah, so we'll have to keep an eye on maybe the Fords in general. Harvick starting fifth. So you're going to take Kyle Larson, and I'm going to take Joey Logano. We'll see who comes out on top there. So, Nick, I think that about sums it up for today's show. You can follow the social medias, Twitter at @high_banks_, Instagram @high_banks_podcast. Log Dog, 11 a.m. Sunday, 4 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also, show will be up on SoundCloud. And don't forget to check out official music partner Jacob Jones on social medias and Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, wherever you can listen to music. Also, our new partner, Top Shelf, the brand. Check them out at Instagram, @TopShelf_the_brand_. Also, you can go get their merchandise, www.TopShelfTheBrand.com. I think that's about it, Nick.
Yeah, you covered it all,
usual. It's a lot to remember for me at the end there.
You got to, write it down. You gotta script man. Everything, it seems.
Yeah. So, it about sums it up. So, you're going to go with Larson in Vegas. I'm going to go with Joey Logano. And to start the round of 12, we'll catch you guys next week to talk Vegas and the big one in Talladega. Swore you were the one thing I never lose. To think that time is over, well, I just refuse. Gonna be what you need to make it through this jam. Even if that means putting a hold on getting to hold your hand. Cause if all roads lead to Rome or pass across real soon, can bet I'll be there waiting on, 'cause I ain't got time to lose. I may have took things way too fast, and she couldn't keep with the pace, but I sure as hell would have slowed it down if I knew she's gonna pump the brakes. I'll just keep on rolling, 'cause I'll have my chance to bring her on. If it's true,